It's The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. There's been a lot of hype about the new tunnel opening on Aurora Avenue.
When the new SR99 tunnel opens in Seattle, it will be one of the smartest tunnels ever built.
Aurora, the State Route 99 anyway, Paige, I don't know if you'd call that Aurora Avenue, but the new waterfront tunnel.
Yeah.
So smart, it turns out, costs money, right?
Yes,
that's why we're here. This is KUOW's Paige Browning. She's here from our newsroom following the story to tell us how much this tunnel is going to cost and why. Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Lots of numbers in the story. You've got a good way to explain it, though. It involves lemonade, which
yes.
I find promising.
Yes, yeah. So comparing the Highway 99 tolling to lemonade stand is really the simplest way I can do it. So just bear with me. First, the facts that Washington State Department of Transportation, WSDOT, they have to raise money to maintain the new tunnel and to pay back the construction costs for that tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the true story. In my explanation, let's pretend I'm WSDOT. Instead of owing money for construction, I owe you, Bill, $30. And to pay you back, I start a lemonade stand. I have to buy lemons. I have to buy pitchers, hire my sister to run the stand.
You need a card table or something.
I need a lot of equipment.
Yeah,
this
cups.
Is going to cost $50.
Uh-huh.
While I'm at it, I want to raise an extra $20 so I can clean the stand and repaint it at the end of it all.
Sure.
So now I have to raise $100 in selling lemonade to get you your $30 back. That's really what WSDOT is going to do over the next 25 years. They need to raise about $1 billion in tolls, with about half of that going to just operate the toll system and the rest to pay their construction debt and maintain the tunnel. That's really simplifying it, but that's the gist.
Okay, so then Paige, thank you. That's an excellent example. So why wouldn't you just get me my $30 a different way, Paige?
Ah.
Have a yard sale or something.
Right, well, the Washington State Legislature mandated it to be this way. About 10 years ago, when the state was trying to figure out how to pay for the tunnel, they decided drivers who use the road need to pay for part of it. So they required that lemonade stand, or in this case, tolling.
Okay, so just the idea that they want this user fee means, hey, it's expensive, but we're going to have this
drivers,
system.
You need to pay part of it.
Yeah. Okay, so what would be some of the other ways to raise the money? And why are those other ways off limits?
Sure. So there's not really another way to charge just the drivers who use the road. But, you know, you could raise money by using a different tax, maybe an income tax.
Ha!
Yeah, that's a non-starter. We don't have income taxes in Washington.
Uh-huh.
Or how about a gas tax? Well, actually, the gas tax is already paying a big chunk of the Highway 99 tunnel cost. That's already applied, but it's applied to drivers throughout the state, not just those people who use it.
Paige, in your story, you said that other tolling systems have failed. What happened in those places?
Yeah, it's happened in San Diego. It's happened north of Baltimore and in a few other places. Basically, their overhead cost, the cost to buy the lemons and the pitchers, it was more than they were bringing in through the tolls, so it failed.
Well, yeah, that's what you made it sound like, that it can be very expensive that way. So what are the odds this happens in Seattle?
I would say it's not likely that this would fail. I'm not a tolling expert, I should say. But, you know, it's more likely to fail in areas where not enough people are using the tollway, so they're not really bringing in any revenue.
Yeah, I lived in Florida where they did a tollway, and it turns out people just didn't much use it.
Right, yeah, they maybe could skip it.
Yeah.
But, of course, our region already successfully sustains other tollways. Interstate 405 express lanes, 520 bridge over Lake Washington, et cetera.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there are too many ways to get through downtown Seattle.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Drivers only have one other option to divert to downtown Seattle traffic. It's already congested.
And if there were a shortfall, well, gee, we are tolling people. Would they just jack up the tolls?
Some tollways they would, not on the State Route 99 tunnel. They are already worried that people are going to skip the tunnel and go downtown. They're also worried that people will drive across Seattle and take I-5. And WashDOT cannot risk having more congestion downtown or more congestion on I-5. So the Washington State Transportation Commission is being very careful to charge as low a toll as possible.
Many, many constraints. Okay, Paige Browning, when's this tunnel supposed to open?
Okay, the tunnel's scheduled to open sometime this fall. They won't start tolling until a few months later, maybe early 2019. Because basically they first want the drivers to use the road for free, see if it works for them. Once they're hooked, they'll start to pay the tolls.
KUOW reporter Paige Browning making sense of the fuzzy math and using lemons to do it. This is the math that's leading WashDOT, our Department of Transportation, to raise about $1 billion in toll to pay off a $330 million construction debt. And for the numbers on that deal, we're tweeting out a link to Paige's story. And Paige, thanks for coming in and relating it to us. It's The Record on KUOW Seattle, the big ones, and what we can learn from them, how they shape us. We are going to talk with someone so well known in California for earthquakes that she's a Jeopardy question. Stay tuned.